at Twin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're back on the air, folks. We're back on the air, fingers crossed. Due to Sam, we're back on the air. And we're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great program. Hang in there. This technology is something else. And also, we need good internet service that, you know, we should have gotten many, many years ago. Matt, you've been in the military. Covert operation, is that kind of like undercover or believe, you know, below the naked eye kind of thing? Is that?
Yeah, it is. Covert operations. Actually, covert operations are even more sneaky than that. That could be things like our intelligence services, like the CIA. And the CIA recruits heavily from the military, you know, people that went in the military, they get out, they, you know, they don't want a career where they're going to have to be deployed all the time. And the CIA gobbles them up. So you get people from Navy SEALs, you get people from the Delta Force, you get people, Green Berets and all that, who go into the CIA. And then, yeah, they will go into other areas. We had them all through Afghanistan. I'm sure we have them in Ukraine right now. And we probably have them in Russia. And so, what's your thought on that? You think we should use them more less, or what do you think?
Putin has covert operations too, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah, it's a very good point. So, he has spies, and a lot of them have been expelled from our country and European countries for being spies.
And a lot of people might not even know it. You know, here's the thing. Every time, every chance, the people with the R after their name get a chance, they attack Biden ruthlessly, tried to undermine everything that he has done since he has been in office. And I've been watching, you know, when the Security Council gets together, United Nations, and I listen to the Russian speaker, I just wanna, you know, I'm just sick to my stomach. And then I'm watching live of hearings that go on, and I see the same goddamn voice and techniques attacking Biden for things he didn't even do, just to downgrade him and to throw just dirt on him. And it makes me sick to my stomach. The psychological manipulation that's going on in our country is mind-boggling, and it's putrid, and I don't know what we can do about it, but people need to be aware of it, because the stuff they're saying about Biden isn't even true. And then when they're questioning the oil execs, they got a picture of Joe Biden. It's his fault. You know, I did this. They got pictures on where people get gas, you know, on the gas pumps. Biden did this. And it's alarming to me, Matt.
You know, I love your passion, Jean. And I'll tell you something. You are onto something very important, because they are attacking a wartime president in the middle of a war. If they had done that to FDR, they would have been arrested. But there was a formal declaration of war. If we had a formal declaration of war with Russia, we would arrest Tucker Carlson. We would arrest these Republicans. But you don't have a formal declaration of war in a nuclear age, because the war lasts 10 minutes. So what you have is Tucker Carlson, Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, same kind of thing. His show is aired in Russia. And they say he is the leading commentator and blah, blah, blah. Number one. Number two, 63 Republicans voted against NATO in a resolution to support NATO. You have people like Josh Hawley. You have all of them. All they do is attack Biden. If you attack a wartime president, you betrayed the United States. They are a treason caucus. They're a treason caucus, and they are only doing it. They think that's the way to get back into power so that they can be big men and famous. They don't care if they hurt the United States. The Republican Party leadership is not loyal to the United States. It's loyal to celebrity. It's loyal to power. It's loyal to fame. And so far, it's been loyal to Putin. They are a treason caucus. That has to be said, just like we're saying it. Gene, thanks for calling in. Do not hang up, everybody. We're going to Martina of Madison next. Martina Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. You said it. You just put your finger right on it. It's what we need is not more weapons. weapons beget more death, and what we don't need is more death right now. I believe that we need to invade the Ukraine. People of goodwill from all over the world need to go over and occupy the Ukraine. Bring your blankets and your teddy bears and your pillows and your musical instruments and your casseroles and sandwiches and nurture the Ukrainian people back to health and be in solidarity with them in the onslaught that's coming from the opposition. I'm not going to label anybody. I'm just saying that if we don't start nurturing one another, we are assuring one another of destruction. And if we are Christian, we believe in what Jesus said more than anything else in the world. He said over 20 times, do not fear, be not afraid, have no fear. What are we afraid of? If we're afraid of weapons, then we're fearing the wrong thing. We need to be loving one another as he told us. And I think
that is very, very powerful, Martina. Thank you for calling with that terrific message. And I'm going to agree with a lot of what you said. I think we should get into Ukraine. And I personally think you've got to stop a genocide. And I think that the world will understand it. People will understand it. I say get Zelensky the planes and the shorter ship missiles, but quite frankly, the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy could put a stop to this in a day. In a day. You would simply announce there's a no-fly zone over Ukraine. We're doing it to stop a genocide. We're doing it to get people out of Mariupol, and we're doing it to get food and water in. And we're going in to stop torturing, murdering by mercenaries like the Wagner Group and people from Chechnya and Syria. And you just say that. Now, then you back that up. What is Russia going to do? Are they going to say, well, we want to keep torturing and murdering? No. What happened early on, and I've said this because Biden had one eye on Trump, Tucker Carlson, Hawley, and those people, and another eye on Germany and France, who are wobbly, said, we're not going to fight Putin in Ukraine. That was a mistake. He didn't have to say anything. Then the slip of the tongue saying, well, any incursion, and I don't mean just a small, other than a small one, that was a slip of the tongue. And saying he doesn't want to start World War III, that's a slip of the tongue. Of course he doesn't. You don't have to say that. But every hack commentator around the country started to say it as a result of his saying it. I think what you say is, look, genocide, sadism and torturing people are different from warfare. That we will stop. And this is not intended against the Russian people. This is not worthy of the Russian people. And you tell that fleet, there's 70 ships initially in the Sea of Azov and in the Black Sea. Now apparently there's about 25 that are the real combat ships. Stop firing the shore. If you don't, you're going to be down with Davy Jones' locker in the bottom of the sea. What are they going to do? They're not going to launch a nuclear weapon. If we don't do that, and they overrun Ukraine, and they kill 5 million people, 10, the way the Nazis did, torture them, beat them down into a dispirited population, Putin is enhanced. He will do it in Moldova. That's not in NATO. And then he will start, Finland and Sweden aren't in NATO, and he will start, quite frankly, he will start doing it in Estonia, in Latvia. So thank you for calling in. We're going back to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Wow, you guys have touched on a lot of different things. I think we definitely need to intervene. We need jets. We need air power. We need drones. Whatever needs to happen there to stop them from resupplying. They're dug in a lot of areas, or they're backtracking to get to regroup. Now would be the perfect time to take them out. Definitely, we need action. There's genocide going on. The people that were protesting peacefully, they were shot in the head. Some of them were zip-tied. They were thrown in a ditch. So people need to realize the moment we're in, come to reality, and hoping and praying and being peaceful is not going to get the job done here. If you know history and you know what's happened in the past, it's staring us right in the face. In terms of the Republicans, yeah, it would be nice if we declared war, because then some of these people like Carlson could be held accountable. People need to back candidates that are running against these, you know, frankly, these people that supported domestic terrorism, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Lauren Boebert's, the Josh Hawley's of the world. We need to back the veterans and some of the other people running against them to get them out of office. In terms of oil, the reality is there's 9,000 leases on federal land that aren't used by the oil company. And if you listen to the quarterly reports, they have no intention of drilling in those areas to make more supply. And then there's a lot more we can do domestically. We have hedge funds right now that are buying five-year duration Russian bonds and then credit default swaps, and they're profiting from this misery. We have steel mines like out in Colorado where the majority owned by Russian oligarchs. So there's a lot more that the Biden administration and Congress can do and NATO can do, and they need to stand up and realize the moment we're in. Because there's big implications here to us losing our own democracy when you see how the Republican Party and some of the extremists in this are supporting what's going on here.
That was excellent. I mean, that really was a primer in public policy and what we should do. And at the root of what you said, and at root of a lot of things we're talking on this show, is this: our own democracy is in the balance. Remember that Benjamin Franklin, when he walked out of the Continental Congress, a woman said, "What kind of government are we going to have, a monarchy or a republic?" He said, "A republic if you can keep it." And there are always authoritarian forces, money forces, fascist forces, who try to subvert democracy, always. And there's always a fight back. And that's why we've elected people like Abraham Lincoln. We elected people like FDR. We elected, you know, Harry Truman and John Kennedy. We elected people like Bill Clinton and Obama and Biden to fight that. But it requires constant nurturing. Otherwise, the garden grows over into a jungle. I mean, it really does. And so in this particular case, you have the Republican Party that morphed back in 1860. It was a party that was to stop slavery, and now it's a party that's to stop democracy. And I am afraid, I am very afraid that what's going to happen is that if we lose Ukraine, the Democrats will go down, and then you will get Putin Republicans in. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. He played, found a man, run, boy, run.